With an update from LondonNewsToday.ca, I'm Craig Needles. Firefighters are on the scene of a blaze on Dundas near Adelaide. Avoid the area if possible. Again, Dundas Street near Adelaide. London Fire Department is on scene. London police are calling the BB gun shooting of a Western student an aggravated assault. A group of students were walking on Bruffdale near Richmond just after midnight yesterday when somebody shot a young woman with a BB gun, injuring her eye. Police are searching for a suspect in the case. Check LondonNewsToday.ca for details and description of the vehicle that may have been involved. Anyone who lives in the area and has a doorbell camera on their home is asked to contact police. After those pandemic cancellations, more VIA train service is returning to London. Three new trains that will run from London to Ottawa were announced today. Meantime, multiple daily trips to Toronto on trains 82 and 83 are also returning. That begins on October 24th. And goodbye traffic cones. Hello, fresh pavement. After nearly a year of construction, Queen's Avenue between Wellington and Richmond has reopened for vehicle traffic. The two-block stretch of the one-way street has been closed since last October for construction of the downtown loop portion of the rapid transit project. The reopening means drivers headed west will be able to take Queens from Oldies Village all the way to Riverside Drive, though some sporadic lane restrictions will pop up over the next few weeks for landscaping and other small jobs. Classic Rock 98.1 weather. Looking at the forecast, we're going to see the temperature dip overnight tonight. Might see some thunderstorms and rain as well. Goes down to about 14 degrees. Tomorrow, rain possible early on, high 20. And on Saturday, mix of sun and cloud, high 22. Right now, it's 25 degrees. For more on these and other stories, go to LondonNewsToday.ca.